Well, good afternoon, good evening, or good whatever to you. It is Wednesday, June 14th, 2006. You're listening to the Bud the Teacher podcast, coming to you as live as a podcast can from I-25 in northern Colorado at 8:14 in the p.m. I am Bud, I am a teacher, hence Bud the Teacher, yada yada yada, say no more. I am returning this evening from a workshop that I did with my good friends down at the Southern Colorado Writing Project at the Colorado State University of Pueblo. Spent the day, there working with them on multi-genre writing and composing, looking at some video, listening to some audio, talking about the ideas behind the multi-genre writing and all that good fun stuff. But that's not why I'm podcasting. I wanted to just drop a short podcast in the queue to just express my excitement and delight over a couple of events that have happened today. I took a vacation and came back to the blog yesterday to do some work with my friends at the Colorado State University Writing Project. We were getting those guys set up on blogging and podcasting, and you'll be hearing and seeing more from them soon via my blog. I'll be passing along some of the juicy bits. But that's also not why I am podcasting today. Podcasting today because I just successfully completed my first Skype to cell phone webcast experience. Now, I don't know if I was coming through as clearly as they were, but just wanted to drop my hat to Paul Allison and the gang at TeachersTeachingTeachers.org for squeezing me into their program and ending the boredom that I've had in this car. I've been listening, catching up on all my podcasts, and have enjoyed the time in the car today, but was running out of fresh material and eager for, frankly, someone or something to talk to. And they do their Wednesday night show at 7 p.m. Mountain, 9 p.m. Eastern, and thought, hey, Skyping is free right now. Wonder if they'd call me up on the cell. So they did, and that's great. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. I am amazed by the fact that in the last 40 minutes or so, I took a call from a computer in New York, engaged in a conference call with other people in the Northeast and elsewhere, and at the same time that we were talking, that conversation was being webcast live over the entire internet. Well, the entire internet, you know what I mean. Blown away by that. This little telephone is almost a megaphone to the world. Big deal, is pretty cool. So, thanks to World Bridges, thanks to TeachersTeachingTeachers.org, and that's almost all I wanted to tell you about. But since I got you on the line here, and since my drive's not quite done, I'll let you go. Be headed out on another vacation here in a week, and then it's back to the heavy blog work. Hope you're doing good work. I've been reading some interesting stuff. Enjoyed listening to EdTech Talk number 49 on my drive this morning. Wes Fryer and Miguel Gulen always have interesting things to say. I don't know what's in the water in Texas, but they sure can write down there. Between the two of them, I think there's only 175 or so new pieces of information to take in a day. Thanks, guys. They were talking about social networking and dangers.
The 2 mile exit 262 is on the right.
Our guest voice this evening is brought to you by, that's the voice of my Prius, telling me that we're getting close to home via the GPS system. But anyway, enjoyed Ed Ted Talk, enjoyed Teachers Teaching Teachers, and that was all brought to us by World Bridges. So if you haven't checked out what's going on with World Bridges, and the Webcast Academy and EdTech Talk and Teachers Teaching Teachers and Alex and Arvin's new podcast, I believe the 21st Century Learning podcast, and all the great programs that are coming out as a result of Jeff and Dave at World Bridges helping people take webcasting by the reins. You should really check it out. It's blowing me away how there are daily, weekly, regular conversations of educators all over the country, the Northern Hemisphere, and sometimes the world that are occurring for the most part, at least on my listening end, via free software on a computer I already own.
262 is on the right.
Thank
you. Then left turn onto the rampway.
Thank you, car, for that. Anyway, I'll check out. Hope you're doing good work. Always looking for your stories, thoughts, suggestions about the podcast, the blog, anything you want to tell me about. It's budtheteacher@gmail.com is my email address, or stop by the blog, budtheteacher.com, and share what you're up to on the post.
Next left.
Or on the blog. Leave me a comment. With that, I will bid you a fond farewell. I wish I could train the car to say good evening. Instead, I will say good evening, and I hope you're up to good work. Take care.